Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
Central Iowa sports fans, it's time to dig deep inside the world of Iowa State athletics. You're tuned to the Cyclone Fanatic radio show presented by U.S. Cellular, live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cult of personality.
And now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams, Brent Bloom, and Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames on the Cyclone Fanatic radio show on 1460 KXNO.
And welcome back to another Thursday night here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny on the U.S. Cellular Cyclone Fanatic radio show. Big night tonight, as obviously it is Cy-Hawk week and also a little Big 12 football. Second Big 12 football game of the season going on right now. And we're all watching it here on all the TV screens at Benchwarmers. And stop on by Ankeny Boulevard and join us, as we're going to be here the entire night watching TCU and Texas Tech. Texas Tech, the home team in that one, with an early 10-0 lead over the Horned Frogs from Fort Worth and TCU. Again, welcome to the U.S. Cellular Cyclone Fanatic radio show, brought to you in part by U.S. Cellular, where you can download the Mascot Me app for your iPhone or Android. For U.S. Cellular, get your picture taken with Cy. We're going to have more on a potential ticket giveaway to the Cy-Hawk game later on in the program, so stay tuned for that. U.S. Cellular, hello better. I want to welcome my co-host each and every week here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, Brent Bloom. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you. Your Horned Frogs struggling.
My Horned Frogs.
Well, you picked them to win the Big 12.
And Who did you pick?
We'll get into that later.
Who did you pick to win the Big 12?
Texas.
Okay. Tron Smith, welcome to the program, Wilson Toyota of Ames.
Well, one thing I can tell you, Texas will not win the Big 12.
They haven't lost the Big 12 game yet.
Neither is TCU.
Yeah, well, they're down 10-0.
It'll change.
We got a special fourth host. We got like a whole round table going on tonight. He is a senator. He's the CrossFit extraordinaire. Hawkeye killer, Jack Whitford. Welcome to the program.
Happy to be here.
We're happy to have you, because usually it's just a bunch of blowhards sitting here. You know, that's
yeah. We're gonna
we
kick
do.
It up a notch today.
Yeah, we're bringing in a real expert. You can also hear Jack. He co-hosts Cyclone Reaction with me about an hour after every Iowa State football broadcast. 100.3 The Bus about an hour after the game on Saturday night. You can tune into that, gentlemen. And of course, you can join the conversation on the Hy-Vee hotline if you hear something you disagree with. You just want to get a point across. 515-284-5966. Again, the Hy-Vee hotline is 515-284-5966. There's been so much talk this week, gentlemen, about stopping Iowa's running game for Iowa State, which I just wrote 2,000 words about it in my preview. I was obsessed with it. It's all I wrote about, because I think we all know that that's pretty much the key to victory, if you had to name one for Iowa State on Saturday. But you get to this point in this week, and you listen to all the talk radio, you read all the paper, the websites, whatever, and you get a little bit nauseated with the same things being talked about over and over again. So I wanted to change it up a little bit in our first segment here, and I want to take advantage of having Jack on the program too, because really, what's the best way to help out your defense? It's to not have them be on the field all the time, right? Well, in order for that to happen, you got to have a little bit of consistency on offense, which I think we can all agree Iowa State has lacked over the last 4 years. I think you can make that argument. It has not. It doesn't matter who the coordinator is. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
You could probably go back to when Jack was a sophomore, really. I mean, if we want to be totally honest.
True.
Anyway, continue.
Well, okay, so this is what I wanted to start our little roundtable conversation with. There's how do you score more points? And it's such a big statement, but there's a lot being tossed around about, okay, well, the running backs, they're There's too many guys getting too few of carries. There's the offensive line. There's people out there who would say the wide receivers aren't any good. There's certainly somebody out there who probably thinks Sam Richardson is a problem. So that's where I wanted to start this conversation with today, because I think that we're spending all the time on the defensive line and the front seven, which is valid. I mean, it's completely legitimate. But at the same time, I feel like we may be overlooking the most important aspect of the game, and that's just scoring points and keeping the offense on the football field. So, Jack, from what you saw against Northern Iowa, I mean, what's the quickest fix and what's the most realistic fix for Saturday?
I think the first thing to look at is how Iowa State center plays. With Tom Farniok going down, that was a crucial point in the UNI game. When he got hurt, things started to fall apart a little bit up front. And with Sam Richardson running for his life a majority of that second half, we can't have that on Saturday if they want to put have a consistent offense and put points on the board. And so if that offensive line can gel over the last 2 weeks in practice and get solid play and just protect, you don't have to do anything special, just protect Richardson and keep him upright, that's probably the first key to the offense.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And Tron Smith, I mean, I know you're a big running back guy. I mean, so Coach Messingham earlier this week made some comments on the running backs have to make guys miss. I mean, it all starts up front. You got to block whatever, but when a guy's in space, he's got to make a guy miss every now and then. You would agree with that?
And I agree with that, but, you know, my biggest thing about scoring more points for this offense is it's simple. Ask and you shall receive. You know, first of all, they got to attempt to go down the field. You know, we got to try to chuck that ball 20 yards or plus. We have to make somebody on that in the defensive backfield and these linebackers think that I'm actually going – that I have a deep threat somewhere.
Yeah.
That'll help those running backs. You know, think about it. Did we even throw the ball down the field more than twice last week?
Not in the second half.
So at that point, now you got the linebackers. They're just watching. It didn't matter who you put back there at that point. They were coming. They have to – somebody. You got to run Bunders deep, Ekby, the tight end. Somebody's got to run deep and get something deep just to unclutter things in the inside if they're going to go with this running game.
I feel like they're going to take shots downfield early, especially after watching those Iowa – corners. I mean, there were Missouri State wide receivers who were Jarvis West size Bloom beating yeah, those guys on Saturday.
They were my size, and they were making catches. you know, I was thinking about this week.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I was probably too much. Sam Richardson is the anti-Steel Jantz in that he won't. I don't think I've seen him make one throw where he made a tight window. Most of his throws are safe.
And I would argue. Safe. Can I argue that the West Virginia game? There were a couple.
Okay, there are a couple. Right. Yeah. Oh, there's a couple in there. Right. But think about the UNI game.
We're getting a little nitpicky,
yeah,
though.
If you think about the UNI game, there was not one throw that he made where the receiver wasn't wide open, and that's good. Like I don't want Steel Jantz back throwing interceptions. Nobody does. But at the same time, you can't get. You know, it's like the old saying: you can't steal second with your foot on first. You have to make some attempts to make a play, not just with your legs. And I think Sam has got that default, I can't turn it over, I'm going to run it myself, get the safe 3 yards, and we're going to be good. Well, one, he's going to get himself killed if he continues to try and run 20 times a game.
He won't make it to Texas.
Right, and two, you got to let your Jack Whippers of the world go up and make a play. You know, you trust your receiver to jump over the corner, and Sam has only thrown one interception in his career. But try a couple times. You know, throw it downfield and see what happens.
Jack, have you seen Iowa play this year?
Yeah, I've watched parts of both games.
So when I watch them play, and I went back and watched both games this week, and we hear Rhodes, even in that UNI game, talked about how they were trying to set up the run by passing the ball. With Iowa's front seven on defense and their struggles in the secondary, I mean, if I'm the coordinator – if Iowa State receives, man, I'm chucking it downfield to Quentin Bundridge right away.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they don't take several more shots down the field. Northern Illinois got a long touchdown pass.
Yeah.
Missouri State early had a guy wide open, and he just dropped it. And so yeah, I totally agree with what Tron's saying. You know, that's something we talked about after the game is they threw very few passes down the field. And so, you know, maybe that's first game jitters, just Sam just trying to get comfortable. You know, Sam's only started 3 games in his career,
yeah.
four games now. And so it's a matter of getting comfortable, too. You know, he's a young kid, and that's not an easy position to play. And so, you know, hopefully over the last couple weeks they've tweaked that game plan a little bit, and we're going to see a lot more aggressive offensive play calling.
Well, thinking about Sam and being comfortable, I thought of something when you said that. In the years past, there's always a quarterback controversy. you think really just going out and saying, you know what, this is the guy, you think you get a little comfortable at that point? I mean, come on, man. He's been the guy.
Yeah.
Since last year. Yeah, wow. There's no question
there's one thing, there's one thing knowing you're the guy. There's another going out on the field when the stadium's packed and having the game slow down to the point where you're comfortable.
And you got a new system. You got the pistol now. You got a whole new scheme on the offensive line. You got a bunch of receivers that don't have much experience at all.
I think you're giving the kid a little too much credit. I think you took my question the wrong way.
He's 0-3 in starts, Tron.
My point is this.
He's never won a game that he started.
I think your game changes when you know there's a guy right behind you. You know, yeah. When I know that Arnaud's waiting in the – and I know Rohawk's there, and I know he's next, and there's a possibility I'm going to lose my job. Your mindset, your game is different when there's a guy behind you, and you're thinking now – it can go one or two ways. You're thinking, if I mess up, I'm done, I'm thinking about it too much, or you can push yourself forward. It becomes the athlete at that point. Am I the type of athlete that wants to keep my job? I'm going to be better. I'm going to be comfortable. I'm going to make it happen. Or am I going to be that guy to go, I'm going to lose my job if I make a mistake?
Which one are you defending, though? Which one are you saying
would you rather have the competition? Do you think it's possible that he's a little more comfortable because there is no guy behind him?
Yeah, but I think Sam's personality to me, I don't think he's ever really looking behind him. You know, he took over as a freshman with a senior and a junior. I don't think it's ever concerned him, really.
Consider the two seniors and the junior. I mean, come on. It's not like they're talking about Cam Newton's over there.
I mean, if I could have Steel Jants back for one game, it might be this week.
I just saw a guy in a Steel Jants Superman shirt walk into Benchwarmers here. You remember those things after the couple comebacks?
Man,
still
they're on sale 2 weeks later.
That in the Chiswick corner.
Tron, the cynic in me says, well, we had that quarterback competition the last 2 years, and it didn't exactly inspire good quarterback play. But bottom line, Sam was fine. I didn't have a problem with Sam.
I didn't either.
He completed 69% of his passes, which is plenty good enough. But as Courtney Messingham said this week, they got to have a couple more sports center plays where guys do something and make a play when they get the
see,
ball.
See, why did people killed him for that comment? I don't know why people killed him for that comment.
I agree with that comment.
Well, what is wrong with wanting your skill players to make a skillful move?
I think the casual Joe fan thinks that the offensive coordinator should come up with this magic secret way to get points on his own. And that the players...
Well, you got to execute at some point.
I agree with you.
And I agree. The scheme isn't perfect, and the play calling isn't perfect. But eventually, somebody does have to make a play.
Yeah, and maybe if you look at his quotes that you put up on your website, it looks like Courtney's perhaps blaming the backs for not making a play. But it's obviously a two-way street. If you have Adrian Peterson... He makes an offensive coordinator look good because he can break six tackles in a play. If they can do that, the offense gets a lot better.
Well, the thing, too, about those Messingham quotes, and this is what I'm trying to explain to people on the website. He was asked questions like, you know, what are you telling the running backs? What's going to win a running back the job? He wants to see guys who make plays. I didn't understand what was so negative about that.
The running backs. This is going to be a different look this week because you already know Devondrick Neely brings a different dimension to these running backs.
You think so? You think he's
I really do. I think he's the guy. I'm serious. I think he's the guy that has a little bit of everything. I really do. I think he's a power runner. I think he can make people move. I think he gets north and south quick, and he protects the ball. He's that guy. And I told you before the season started, I've watched this guy. Listen, the kid gets in the hole quicker than any other back there.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see a back just take that thing over and run with it. Iowa State hasn't had a 200-yard rusher in a game since Jack was playing in 2001. When is it going to happen? Like, we keep talking about all these running backs.
You keep dating Jack.
What's it with you and Jack, dude?
It's a good reference for you. He's sitting right here.
I think one of the problems with the running backs is there's none of them have a chance to get into a consistent rhythm. When you give four guys five carries each, you don't give a guy a chance to get in the flow of the game. As soon as he has a 10-yard run, he's back on the sideline for the series.
Is there something to that?
Absolutely, I think so. I mean, you make a catch, you start feeling good, and you want the ball again. You make another catch, and you start to get in that rhythm. And the same thing with running backs. I mean, I think it's key for a running back to be the man and get a majority of the carries. You can't expect a guy to break a 30-yard run, 40, 50-yard run when he gets one carry series.
Well, I think you can have two backs. I don't think you can have four.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Let me steer the conversation this way. And if you want to chime in on the conversation, call us on the Hy-Vee hotline at 515-284-5966. My question would be, so they've only had the one game, right? And as Steve Dace put it in our podcast earlier this week, the only good thing that came out of that was that nobody died for Iowa State. I mean, there's not a lot of positives to come from that football game. So you've seen nothing from any of these backs that I didn't see anything against Northern Iowa for one of those guys to pop out at me, right? They clearly have not throughout camp, throughout the spring, and throughout that one game. So I'll throw this to Jack first, because I know there are a lot of guys who practice well.
Yep.
And then they go out on the lights, and they don't play so well. I think Jevin Miller on defense would be a clear guy I would point out like that, because he obviously played well during camp to win the starting job over Luke Knott, didn't play that well, and he lost his spot. So would you rather them clearly put two guys there based off of what they've seen in practice, or do you like them going this route, or we're going to give everybody a shot in a game and see if anybody can, you know, grab the position? It's a really tough deal when you go into the season with five guys who you have equal.
Yeah, that's one of the toughest things as a coach, is to decide or determine who's going to be the guy that will step up in a game. That is a tough decision, but, you know, they've had 15 spring practices. It's probably four or five scrimmages in that time. Mm-hmm. They've had 20 practices in the spring. You know, at some point, you got to figure out if you're going to name a guy a starter. And if he doesn't perform, you move on. But, I mean, it's something that's happened for 150 years in college football. It's not something new.
Yeah.
It's just something you got to make a decision and go with it.
Well, I think you got a lot of guys that want the ball, and I think what they're trying to do is make them all happy. You know, but I guess when I look at it, I think to myself, you got a kid like Wimberly that can play in the slot, and the kid's probably satisfied playing in the slot on punt returns, on kickoffs, things like that. You probably keep a guy like that happy. You got a guy like, these backs are not greedy backs. You know, I don't know why Woody isn't the fullback. You know, there's just certain things you look at and you say, why don't I just keep two backs and I can spread the other guys out?
Charles, let me ask you a question based off of that. And I'm not just straight trolling you tonight, I promise. But you know Coach Rhodes. I mean, you're around the program a lot. You know a lot of these guys. Do you really think he cares about keeping them happy? Honestly, like, or do you think it's more about – because I would like to think that a Big 12 coach doesn't care who's happy, and he's more interested in winning football games.
Here's my thing.
Intramurals.
Well, you say keeping them happy. First of all, when you get a bad apple, it can spread really bad. So it's not a sense of, okay, I'm going to make sure everybody runs.
Can ruin the whole tree, right?
But what I'm saying is, when you get a guy complaining, there's a lot of guys that just follow that guy. You know, if James White's your leader and all of a sudden he's unhappy, imagine what he can do in that locker room. So not a sense of keeping them happy like they're going to leave, but keeping them happy like everybody's positive is what I'm saying.
I got you, because it keeps the morale up.
Apparently you're not understanding what I'm saying.
Yeah. You got to keep them engaged, because at some point you're going to need them.
Yeah,
especially at running back. I mean, it's a position that – guys go down at all the time. I want to take a quick break and welcome a new partner to CycloneFanatic.com and Cyclone Fanatic Radio, our friends at Capital Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Whether you're a weekend warrior, or high school, collegiate, or pro athlete, Tron, you could have been a pro athlete, man. You look like those linebackers out in the NFL, brother.
Too old, dude.
You're selling Wilson Toyotas instead, but you're probably experienced your share of injuries. Well, they have 9 board-certified physicians and 12 outreach clinics. Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine is going to get you personalized care that you deserve. Now, down at their Clive Clinic, they offer state-of-the-art facilities, imaging, physical therapy, rehabilitation, and personal physicians to get you back in the game. Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine, 515-440-2676, or you can check them out at dsmcapitalortho.com.
I'm going to tell you what's great about Capital Ortho. They got a doctor over there, and his name is Dr. Lee.
Wow, this
my daughter last year playing basketball comes down, she breaks her foot. Now I'm worried. I don't want to just take her anywhere.
It's a bad break. You don't want to break the foot.
I start talking to my friends, and they say, you have to go see this guy over at Capital Orthopedics. He's the best guy in the world to go see. So I go over and see Dr. Lee. My daughter absolutely loves him. Gets her foot, puts a few pins in it. She's playing volleyball. She's ready to go next year.
There you go. So,
great guys to work with.
Give them a call, 515-440-2676. Got to take a quick break. We are going to talk, obviously, Cy-Hawk game. We're going to dig in deep to that game. Talk some matchups, talk a little Big 12. If you're listening, cruising down 35 or something right now, and you want to watch that TCU-Texas Tech game, I would encourage you to join us here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Looks like it's going to be a bit of a doozy right now, but Texas Tech, man, they're making some people miss. They're up 10-0. with about 12 minutes to go in the first half. Back right after this on the U.S. Cellular Cyclone Fanatic radio show at Benchwarmers in Ankeny on 1460 KXNO.
When was the last time you had a juicy, tender, great-tasting T-bone? Introducing new 100% natural High V Angus Reserve Beef. It makes going out for a great steak as easy as going out to your grill. And it's an everyday value, so you can make any night steak night. Try new 100% natural High V Angus Reserve today. Dinner out just became dinner in.
Hey, Cyclone Fanatics, Chris Williams here. And one of the things I love about going into Mr. B's each week to chat Cyclones with Tim Sitzman, I get to watch how the store is run. Every customer is greeted sincerely. They're catered to their entire time they're in the store. The customer service is just really fun to watch. The employees are friendly. Let me tell you this, they know their stuff. So if you've never been to Mr. B's, trust me, you've got to check it out. They're the absolute best. That's Mr. B clothing for men and women. Located on 86th Street in Clive.
You know, Iowa Realty is all about marketing tools. For more than half a century now, in fact, 60 full years, Iowa Realty has offered buyers and sellers more to get the job done. IowaRealty.com, the most comprehensive real estate website in Iowa. We have our weekly television show, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on ABC 5 or online. Our quarterly magazine, the Iowa Realty section of the Des Moines Sunday Register, and our revolutionary new Iowa Realty mobile app. From Iowa Realty, Iowa's largest.
In this day and age, having a quality website is critical for your business. And with that comes the need for top-of-the-line web hosting. That's what we have at CycloneFanatic.com with Host Duplex and my good friend, Sam Jadali. When I took over Cyclone Fanatic back in 2009, we had all sorts of technical issues. We tried multiple server platforms, and I really had no clue to turn. And that's when I met Sam, a Waukee guy who has turned the back end of Cyclone Fanatic into an absolute rock. Day or night, Sam is there when I need him, and Host Duplex is a clinic when it comes to customer service. That's why I'm recommending him to all of you out there in Radio Land. Visit Sam at HostDuplex.com. Check out what he has to offer today. I will give you my word, it's a decision you will not regret.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
As a small business owner, this is one of the sweetest sounds you can hear. After all, more calls mean more customers. And now U.S. Cellular wants to give one lucky small business owner up to $25,000 in advertising so they can turn into more advertising means more sales. Enter the Spotlight on America's Backbone contest and you could win up to $25,000 in advertising for your small business. Just go to americasbackbone.com and enter by September 1st. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Ends 9/113. For official contest rules and details, visit americasbackbone.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Benchwarmers in Ankeny, the U.S. Cellular Cyclone Fanatic radio show. Brought to you in part by U.S. Cellular. Download that Mascot and Me app for your iPhone or Android. U.S. Cellular will get your picture taken with Cy. I got my dog, Brent Dirks.
Yeah.
You're the only one here that's met Dirks. Well, Matty Van Winkle over there has. He raised his hand. Dirks got his picture taken with Cy on the Mascot and Me app. Put it up on the Facebook, you know, because that's what the people do to get attention from their friends and everything. You know the type.
Yeah, dogs are kids.
Yeah, I always put my dog up there, and everybody's like, oh, it's really cute. So the Mascot and Me app, download it. Because here's the deal, too. I was handed a memo, actually an email, before we went on the air. And apparently U.S. Cellular is going to be giving away three tickets to Saturday's sold-out game.
Wow.
Trom, we're going to give these away on our radio show on Saturday afternoon. That starts at 2 o'clock right here on 1460 KXNO.
You can't find those.
Sweet.
You can't. Three
That's
tickets.
That's premium, buddy.
Three tickets.
Wow. That's U.S. Cellular. They get it done.
Yeah. Well, hello better, right?
That's right.
No, but the for and then also speaking of that show, the Wilson Toyota preview show, right? Sage Rosenfeld's going to stop by.
I thought that was a secret. I thought it was going to be like
no,
a big
you don't.
Deal
you
got to
promote it when Sage is coming on. You can't just keep that in your back pocket.
Wow.
Sage is going to stop by.
Yeah. You see, it was.
Sage is going to come over, and you know who else is? You don't know about this one. About to drop a bomb. The mayor.
Mayor.
Oh man.
We're going to get the mayor on to talk a little football.
We get senators. We get mayors.
You know, Hoiberg could have played football.
He might be the best quarterback on campus.
He did.
Still.
The mayor probably could have played football if he wanted to.
He got a.
Could have golfed. He could have.
I believe he got a. You'll have to ask him.
And we'll ask him this on Saturday.
An offer from Nebraska.
He's offered
from
Nebraska. Yeah,
for football?
Yeah.
Well, I knew that he was offered.
I don't know about the triple option.
He could have played with
Tron. Mayor, though.
The triple option.
Yeah, Tron, he could have been your
what
teammate.
Year was, what
you,
year was Fred?
You and all those criminals
he was
over there?
92, 93.
Wait.
91 to 94.
So we're criminals now. Is that why he didn't go?
I can't believe Tom Osborne even wanted to touch Fred. Fred's way too,
he was too clean,
up
huh?
Fred's way too stand-up of a guy for that program.
That's just sad. Sad and hurtful. We never lost to you and I. No, I'm joking.
515-284-5966 if you'd like to join us on the Hy-Vee hotline. Let's play five questions. How
is
about
it
that?
Is it always five? I thought it was four.
No, it's five questions. This is a new game for you. It's Jack Whitford, former Cyclone wide receiver, joins us. Basically, I asked the question. You got to give a fairly brief response, and then I judge your answers to see who wins.
It's trivia or just
no,
opinion?
No, it's just opinion.
And he bring will it. Judge it, trust me.
And okay. you got to bring it. That's the thing, because like, Bloom brings soft opinions a lot of times, all right?
That fits my personality.
I'm not known for that.
Jack and Tron here, they may,
it's
they
always
may go
controversial.
At it. Boykin's just blowing up there.
He's struggling.
He's just Boykin's just terrible out there for TCU right now. Just threw a pick.
Just terrible.
Three turnovers combined in this game with 9:18 to go in the first half. It's getting ugly down there in Lubbock. All right. Question number one, and we will let Jack go first with his answer since he is our guest here tonight at Benchwarmers. Does Texas bounce back this weekend after just an embarrassing performance where they gave up over 500 yards on the ground to Brigham Young last Saturday? Does Texas bounce back and beat the SEC school Ole Miss?
Yes. They got too much talent to go down like that.
But hadn't that been the case the last 2 years, too?
Yes. they're at home. I'm going to give them one more shot.
All right.
I'm give them one more week.
Tron?
Well, here's where it gets started, Mr. Jack Whitford. Absolutely not. Listen, this program is in turmoil. They get rid of their defensive coordinator. You got Mac Brown looking for realtors in the area. Dude, they're in trouble. They can forget it. Listen, Ole Miss knows what's going on. They see it like everybody else did. They're going to come in here. They're going to prove a point. And listen, what better way than to go in and ruin one of the iconic Big 12 schools? Texas is done, buddy.
When those freshmen from Ole Miss step into a stadium with 110,000 people, they're not going to know what to do.
Listen, did you watch BYU? I'm just saying, did you watch the game? I'm serious. Did you watch the game? Now, tell me no.
I did.
Tell me no, because if you watch the game, there's no way you even care about the statement.
Well, I know
made.
Brent Bloom watched the game because he was sitting next
Texas
to me the entire time. Brent, what do you think?
Texas beat Ole Miss by two touchdowns at Ole Miss last year. They had the entire team back. That was a horrific that was the worst performance I've ever seen last week by a top 25 team, maybe ever. So, yeah, they'll come back. Texas is coming back.
Jack, you got something to say?
When I played against
I wasn't going to read up. I wasn't going to read
number
up.
Nine
it was close.
Like 49.
It was close to that. I was going there. You read my mind. It was that level of bad, on defense at least. So, Texas, again, when you get slapped in the face I think one time you slap back, especially when you're a diva program.
Dude, they didn't get slapped in the face.
Well, they got
power bombed out there in Provo.
They will have one game where they will come back and fight, and I think they'll beat Mississippi. Actually, I would bet your mortgage on it. That's how confident I am.
Wow.
3.5?
Your mortgage.
My house is only worth like $60,000, so we're living in a shack over there in Bondurant.
3.5 is easy. Easy money.
Tron wins Thank round you. One because I – you know what? That to me is the hardest game of the weekend to pick.
I disagree.
We'll find out.
That
to me is a – just because the whole fire in the coordinator, I mean, everything just reeks of desperation going on down there right now.
When the head man's rattled, it trickles down. You know Mac Brown knows he's on the hot seat. There's just a lot going on in that program.
Well, I think you win, but I don't really disagree with what these guys are saying either. I think that's
fair.
Yeah. I'm riding the fence.
What time question is that game? Normal. Is that a night game?
I don't know.
I think it's a night game.
I don't know. I think it is too. Question number two. Let's go to the Cy-Hawk game for a while, shall we? You got to name a player for Iowa State, and you have to exclude quarterback Sam Richardson. All right? Who's a guy who's going to score multiple touchdowns for the Iowa State Cyclones? You know, it might not happen, but if there's a guy who's going to, Brent Bloom, who are you going with?
Quentin Bundridge.
I'm sorry, Jack. You can make a better argument than him.
Iowa State's best success is going to be throwing the ball over the top because those are three really good linebackers. And running could be difficult, at least early. So Iowa State's going to have to get the long game going through the air. And Quentin Bundridge is their best deep threat, so 2 + 2 = 4 there.
Tron?
Jarvis West.
Interesting.
I'll tell you why.
Wow, you're big Jarvis West.
I'll tell you why, because I think the kid got lost in the shuffle last week. I think they forgot all about him. And Iowa does worse with guys that are quick and shifty. The reason why I'm not going with a running back is because it's hard to, you know, come out of the backfield. But this kid's going to be in the slot. He's going to be running loose a lot. I think Jarvis West has a big game. I think he scores more than one touchdown if there's someone that doesn't.
Jack?
I want to say Bundridge, but I'll switch it up. I'll go with my boy, Justin Coleman.
Oh, okay.
Had a big game the first week. Got some confidence going now. He's already got his first touchdown. He's going to step up. He's a senior. Big game. He's going
to
step up.
He just looked, to me, just solid.
Yeah.
I don't see him having many bad games. You know what I mean? Where he just gets completely, you know, I don't see him taking plays off, anything like that. What did you see out of him? I mean, the touchdown, he was wide open. I would hope he could make that play. Yeah, but what else did you see?
And I don't know if he's going to be the guy that's going to score the 60-yard touchdown, but he's the guy that can fill the Lentz role where you can go across the middle, you can pick up the third downs, and but you score touchdowns in that role too. And from what I've heard, he's been great in practice too. It's not just a one-game fluke. He's been doing it in practice as well. So I would expect him to continue to play.
Well, me watching Coleman, and I said this last week, I went back and watched him over and over. The guy's a great route runner. Yeah. I mean, you watch him run, it's unbelievable. You can see what he's running. You can make it out. And for a quarterback, when a receiver is right on spot, it makes a world of difference.
Yeah, and that's a big thing is how good how good a relationship you have with your quarterback, how much he trusts you, the confidence he has in you. And in that first game, it looked like Richardson wanted to go to Coleman. And that's a huge thing for a receiver.
Yeah. 515-284-5966. You can join us on the Hy-Vee Hotline. It's the U.S. Cellular Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. We're playing five questions right now with our special guest, Jack Whipper. Number three, my favorite question.
Who won?
I got to award points. You and Bloom both get points, Jack.
He likes to keep this.
No, I like Bloom's answer the most because that's who I would have named is Quentin Bundridge, but I like the way you kind of thought outside the box there. And Tron, I just disagree with you. I don't think Jarvis West scores two touchdowns, but you know, hey. So it's 1-1-1 as we go to question number three. My favorite question. The most annoying thing about Cy-Hawk week, Tron Smith.
Oh, wow.
You in five questions.
All right, moving on. Jack Whipper, the most obnoxious, annoying thing that you can think of about Cy-Hawk week?
Drunk Hawkeye fans at the game.
Okay, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. Brent Bloom, I assume you're going to have something creative up your sleeve after what happened to you on Twitter last night.
Well, no, they're fine. The Iowa fans, I mix it up a little bit. Well, the problem with this game is neither team has any confidence in their team. And so the only argument where everybody wants to get big and strong is from past teams.
Yeah.
So the only fight I got into with Hawkeye fans on Twitter this week.
The blogosphere came at you.
What was over if Iowa State's win in 2002, which Jack was an integral part of, was an upset or not. Like, that's the controversy this week. We're talking about a game that happened 11 years ago. It's just such a indecisive game. And the other part that's annoying is the run game, run defense thing. I'm just tired of talking about it. Because it's like, duh. Like, Jack's daughter could analyze that and say that. The run defense will be a big factor, yes.
So you're saying the 2,000 words that I wrote
I know. I mean, you have to write, but it's just, anybody could come up with that. You know, but it is a big deal.
You get to the point at this point in the week. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like, how much can you analyze the same thing over, which is exactly what we're going to do here in the last 20 minutes of the program. But, I mean, I don't know how you can fault drunk Hawkeye fans. So, Jack.
So I won, right?
No, Jack. No.
How do I not win that?
Five questions is awesome, Tron. It's like the reason people listen to the U.S. Cellular Cyclone Fanatic radio show. This place is packed because of five questions.
Right.
All right, number four. Jack is in the lead. 2-1-1. OSU, Oklahoma State, allegations from Sports Illustrated. I don't know if you guys have all had a chance to read all of that. I haven't read the whole thing yet, but it's certainly a hot-button issue in the world of college athletics. Here's the question. At the end of the day, so 2 months from now, does this end up being a big deal or not? Jack, I'll let you go first.
Probably a big deal. If it was an SEC team, it would probably not be a big deal, but they seem to like to make examples out of the Big 12 and the Big 10. That being said, the thing that annoys me so much about this is why they spent a year looking into Oklahoma State. Why not Alabama? Why not Auburn? Why not any? Why did they pick Oklahoma State, and why did they spend a whole year looking into it? I think if they look into a lot of schools, they're going to find a lot of problems.
Oh, absolutely. No question
about that.
Well,
two things real quick. First thing I'll tell you is if they continue to win and they end up being a positive program, then yes, it will become an issue, because then the SEC schools will come in and, hey, listen, there'll be a lot of murmur there. Here's the other thing I'll tell you, okay? Let's talk about the elephant in the room, okay?
It's just four guys sitting around a bar.
Let me help you. When you got a guy that has credit cards this thick and his name's on the building.
You're right.
Dude, somebody's putting money somewhere. Okay, you got a billionaire. His name's on a building. Don't tell me that he's not buying free lunches. Okay? It's happening. But in his defense, it ain't the only school where it's happening. Okay?
Well, and he might not even know about it, though, is the thing. I mean, I read a very interesting piece from I'd like to credit the writer, and I just can't think of who it is. But a lot of times, and it was in comparison to the SMU deal from a long time ago, where when you have guys who spend a lot of money on a program like T. Boone Pickens has at Oklahoma State, he might not necessarily be the problem, but all that money trickles down. So then you've got your medium-sized donors who are obsessed with winning, just like the billionaire is. Well, the billionaire may be playing it clean, but there's 5 or 10 other guys kind of in that middle realm that could be your problem. And I'm not saying that that's the case at Oklahoma State, but I found that to be a very interesting point about this whole deal. And I do agree with you that it's easier to single out a program when you have one of the most famous billionaires in the United States of America. Brent, big deal or not?
I've heard it all before. Like, anymore to have a scandal, especially in college athletics, you need something that's different. Let's break this down. So we've got players getting paid small amounts. We've seen that before. We've got players on drugs. So that happens pretty much on a lot of campuses.
You'd think.
Number three, we've got players sleeping with hostesses who are getting recruited. Well, that happened at Colorado.
So
that
wait
happened.
A second. There's premarital sex going on
a college campus. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, with a football
player. Not at BYU.
Right.
Well, but that one guy, I mean, he got kicked off the basketball team.
So,
remember that?
So I've read it all, and it's not good for Oklahoma State, but at the same time, I haven't been like, all right, I haven't heard this before. It's not a Reggie Bush Heisman getting paid $100,000. It's not when Colorado had the controversy. That was new at the time when they had their recruits sleeping with hostesses. Like, all this has happened before. I'm not shocked anymore. We're in such a society where this is not shocking. It's just like, yeah, it's not good. There's some academic integrity issues.
Yeah.
But we've seen that, too, before. I just don't know if it's enough to really register on a national scale. You throw in the fact that the lead writer for the article is an Oklahoma grad, and it just doesn't look really
That would answer my question. Why Oklahoma
State?
Yeah,
well, it's exactly why. That's exactly why.
That would be like if John Miller broke this story about Iowa State.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. And so there's some integrity issues with the writing and the fact finding, and now you've got some Oklahoma State players who are named in the article saying he misquoted me, that this didn't happen. So
now
there's a lot of mitigating factors here that it won't be a, I don't think, a ultra conspiracy level.
Can I come back at that, though? Because Sports Illustrated is generally a pretty credible news organization.
Sure.
I mean.
But anymore, Chris, like if you want to.
You're wanting clicks.
If you want to register nationally, and they've lost 50% of their subscribers in the last 3 years, you've got to come out with the big guns. And you almost, I think anymore, in journalism, this is another conversation, but you're seeking stories.
Don't use the word journalism, it's media now.
Yeah, you're seeking.
There's a difference.
The media is trying to create stories in a lot of senses instead of it coming to them. And I think this was a guy looking for a fight, and he found one.
All valid points. You all deserve points there, but, man, I got to give it to the senator because the whole. But I thought he made the best point, though. Why focus on Oklahoma? And now I'll kind of take a semi-shot at you, but not really you. But to me, it's kind of like the it's like our government, right?
Oh.
And I'm not.
Oh man,
I would say this.
We're going.
But my point is, like, there's all this stuff going on, right? Yet there's still congressmen a couple years ago who were just obsessed with like a college football playoff. Where,
yeah,
man, it's like we got all this stuff going on. I mean, you really could have uncovered something a lot bigger somewhere else that's probably more important than the Oklahoma State thing. So that I like Jack's argument.
You know what? This game is so rigged that Jack's surprised. You gave him the point. He gave me the look like, oh,
guy made
me?
A great point.
Me? I get the point.
Man made a
this
great
is crap,
point.
Man. Whoever wrote this is crap.
You're in tune to the U.S. Cellular Psycho and Fanatic radio show. We're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Of course, brought to you in part by U.S. Cellular. You can download the Mascot and Me app on your iPhone or Android.
Chris,
give us a call on the Hy-Vee hotline, 515-284-5966.
We were journalism students at Iowa State. We didn't have hostesses recruit us.
No, and we didn't. Twitter didn't exist either at the time.
No.
Believe it or not, when we graduated,
no.
There was
so just,
no such thing as Twitter.
There was not that extra benefit.
Jack cannot lose, but I'll throw this out there. Unless Brent or Tron blow me out of the water with a phenomenal take on
this. It's
like
a bonus round?
Yeah, no, this is question five.
So it's like
question five, but it, I reserve the right to. I mean, if one of these guys just makes a phenomenal argument here, they could leapfrog you.
Changing the rules in the middle. Love it.
He does it every week.
It's, five questions.
All right.
Bama versus Texas A&M. It's the biggest game of the weekend, of course, outside of the state of Iowa. Who wins, Brent, and why?
Well, I wrote in the picks. It comes out tomorrow, but I'll break the ice here. Alabama wins because I think Johnny Manziel goes full WWE mode, embraces the heel, throws five picks. At midfield after the game's over, he and Nick Saban embrace to form an evil duo, and they walk off into the sunset.
NWO.
Yes.
John?
I'm taking Bama, and I'm going to tell you why. Nick Saban, every time you beat him, he's only been beat once, twice, and that was by LSU. I don't think he loses his game. Here's another thing to tell you. I agree with you. Manziel is a walking time bomb, and it's going to happen. I also expect Alabama to take a few shots at him early. Alabama comes in, Saban, he's got way too much time. He's been thinking about this game since last year. You know, he's got a point to prove. He goes in, he proves it, Alabama.
Jack?
Have to agree. There's this thing called karma, and it's going to come and bite Johnny Manziel this weekend. The last year of his life, it's all going to come back this weekend. He is going to implode. Nick Saban and his players have too much talent and too much pride to let him do that again.
Yeah.
He might have caught him by surprise last year. He will not on Saturday.
I hope Johnny cashes in on his autograph this week before Saturday, because after Saturday, it's going to be a lot less, worth a lot less.
I would bet Brent's Toyota Camry, his Wilson Toyota Camry, that Alabama wins this game.
We all get the point?
No, you get the point, Brent, because of the WWE reference.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
He got the point because he didn't have
it. So that means
yet.
Jack wins, Brent gets second. Tron, you got last today, man.
Dude, we had the same amount of points, homeboy.
No, he got you.
I got the last point.
He got the last point. You only have one point, man.
Favoritism.
You only got the one.
It's because I'm
Tron,
black.
On that note, we need to take a break. But before we do, I want to remind you all about my good friend Glenn Waterhouse over at State Farm Insurance. The discount double clone. It's actually the discount double check, but I talked to Glenn before that U and I game, and we're gonna rename this thing called the discount double clone, where Glenn, who he's got a letter, played ball for the Clones. He's a great guy to go in and talk insurance with, because you end up talking more Cyclones than you do business, but he wants to save you 10, 15, 20, 40% on your car insurance by the discount double check, courtesy of State Farm Insurance. Glenn Waterhouse, he is located in Johnston, Iowa. He's going to swing by our preview show coming up on Saturday. He's going to make picks with me and Tron, as he does before each and every Iowa State home game. That's the Wilson Toyota preview show. We'll go on the air at 2 o'clock right here on 1460 KXNO. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Of course, these discounts may vary from state to state. We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll give our final thoughts on the Cy-Hawk game coming up on Saturday in Ames. This is the USA or Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show on 1460 KXNO.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
If you're tuned into the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show and you're not a proud owner of your very own man cave, then I got to ask you this simple question. What in the world is wrong with you anyway? Cyclone Fanatics, this is Chris Williams here on behalf of Custom Granite of Central Iowa. Now, football season is finally here, and chances are you've got a man cave at the very least on your mind. You want to build a bar? Well, you need to do it right. You got to outfit your man cave with my guys at Custom Granite of Central Iowa. Do this. It's very simple. Call my guy, Big Mike Fontana, at 515-249-8777, and he is going to hook you up. Remember, you're going to do the man cave. You got to do it right. Check him out on the web at CustomGraniteIowa.com.
As a small business owner, this is one of the sweetest sounds you can hear. After all, more calls mean more customers. And now U.S. Cellular wants to give one lucky small business owner up to $25,000 in advertising so they can turn into more advertising means more sales. Enter the Spotlight on America's Backbone contest and you could win up to $25,000 in advertising for your small business. Just go to americasbackbone.com and enter by September 1st. No purchase necessary to enter a win. It's 9-1-13. For official contest rules and details, visit americasbackbone.com.
Hey, Cyclone Fanatics, Chris Williams here. And one of the things I love about going into Mr. B's each week to chat Cyclones with Tim Sitzman, I get to watch how the store is run. Every customer is greeted sincerely. They're catered to their entire time they're in the store. The customer service is just really fun to watch. The employees are friendly. Let me tell you this, they know their stuff. So if you've never been to Mr. B's, trust me, you've got to check it out. They're the absolute best. That's Mr. B Clothing for men and women, located on 86th Street in Clive.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
Introducing Iowa Realty's new mobile app for your phone or other device. Now you can find homes for sale based on your current location. You can see photo galleries, detailed information on homes for sale with the touch of your little pinky. It will change the way you look for real estate, I guarantee it. This is amazing new technology. It's Iowa Realty's new mobile app, available now. You can download today at the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store. From Iowa Realty, Iowa's largest.
Streaming to your cell phone or iPad with iHeartRadio. This is 1460 KXNO.
To the U.S. Cellular Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Got a lot of football on now, folks. Got the Pats and the Jets. We We got a little TCU Texas Tech going on. I'm sure you could find that Louisiana Tech game on one of the TVs if you're so inclined. Come join us. We're going to be watching this. I'm going to be here watching this Big 12 game until throughout its entirety. It's almost halftime down in Lubbock, 10-0. Cliff Kingsbury, he's kind of like the Fred Hoiberg down there Lubbock.
Have you ever seen a coach on the sideline in Under Armour shirt untucked?
Well, yeah. I mean,
I just noticed that too.
He's pretty sharp. You should have seen him, Jack, when he came off the bus
I
tonight.
Saw it.
I mean, he had like the unbuttoned undershirt.
And the Ray-Bans on.
Yeah, like the chest hair popping out. It was
he had a pocket square.
It was quite impressive.
The man had a pocket square.
I think it's cool.
Thank you.
I think he looks good.
You big Cliff Kingsbury? That's the most underrated defense in the Big 12, by the way, is Texas Tech. That's a pretty decent defense that they got going on there. Look pretty good right now. All right, gentlemen. We got to talk Cy-Hawk. We've kind of just tried to change it up because I didn't want to just smother people with the same junk that they've heard all week over and over and over again. But now let's go nuts and bolts here. We got about 10 minutes to break this thing down. Tron Smith. Key to victory for you. I mean, if Iowa State turns this thing around and goes 1-1 on the year, I mean, what's got
to
happen?
They have to stretch the field on offense. They have to take the shots. Right? They're going to have to. Iowa has shown that's their Achilles heel when it comes, if I can say that. They're going to have to come out and establish that early in this ball game, or it's really going to be tough. I'm not even going to talk about stopping the run. I'm with Bloom. That's just something that has to happen, period. But I think I do. They're going to have to stretch the field. They're going to have to do it early. And not only attempt, they're going to have to complete some of those passes down the field.
Let's go to you, Bloom, because you made a point on Murph and Andy earlier today that I thought was interesting, where the team that's won this game mm-hmm. throughout the Rhodes era has always won the rushing battle.
Correct.
Does that mean that Iowa State's going to lose? Because I think Iowa will probably outgain the Cyclones on the ground on Saturday.
No, but what that showed me more than anything is when Iowa State has stopped the run,
okay.
they've won.
That's a
now,
good take.
Now, I still think Iowa's going to has a 70% chance of winning the running battle just because that's their default
offense.
That's what
they do.
However, last year, now, Mr. Klein, Mr. Knott were there, changes the game a little bit, but the game plan for Iowa was the same last year. Run the ball, and they didn't want James Vanderburg throwing the ball. And Iowa State held them to 68 yards on 29 carries, which is really good. And the philosophy should be the same. The longest Iowa run last year was 15 yards. The second longest was 8 yards. So I think if they can go in there, stop the run, they'll have some success. Chris, you made a great point today on your pick. Fast start. If yeah. Iowa State can get ahead, force Jake Rudock to beat them, I really like their chances. If they're playing from behind all day, trying to stop the run, could be a long night.
Yeah, I think that's probably being an overlooked point coming in.
I have a question for you, though, since we're there, and then we'll get right to it here, Chris, because I look at
this.
I understand that, but this is very good information, but I got to know from Bloom. If I'm correct, I want everybody to know that Whedon was a fullback. Am I wrong there? I'm pretty sure he was
Who?
A fullback.
Weisman?
That they convert Weisman, whatever. Weisman, whatever kid's name. I don't care. He's a big roly-poly kid.
That's
he was a fullback.
Material.
But here's the point that I'm saying here. He had 30 runs in the first game and 20. We're talking 52 rushes between two games in a fullback. We're not talking about a tailback here. That's a lot of wear and tear. There's no way they bring this kid in Ames this weekend and expect him to run the ball another 30 times. That's a lot of rushes for a guy that's a fullback.
All right, we need to get the real expert opinion here before we get to Jack Whitford. Young lady who's been our waitress tonight, what's your name?
My name is Lindsay O'Brien.
Lindsay, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Welcome to the – is this your first time on the radio?
First time.
You can't tell. You seem like a professional.
You're natural.
I'm kind of nervous.
She's already better than Tron.
Yeah. You got that right.
Are you from Ankeny?
I am.
So that means you're, I don't know, 25 minutes from Ames.
Yep.
Probably a clone?
I go to Iowa State now, yeah.
Well, you go to Iowa State now.
I was a Hawkeye, though.
What? Okay, explain that. What happened?
Changed the majors, changed mine, you know, it sucked there, yeah. Of course, that's why I went to Ames.
All those Chicago people, you wanted to come back.
Yep.
Did you hang out
with
Vodka Sam?
I couldn't stand their accents, yep.
Vodka Sam.
Yeah, did you ever meet her?
I haven't met her yet.
Have you heard about Vodka Sam?
Oh, yeah. Read the Twitter.
Legend.
Do you think that the .341 is legit, or is that a myth?
It's legit.
Okay. Well, you heard it first. All right, thank you very much. No, just kidding.
Thank you.
We need your pick.
Okay.
Who's going to win on Saturday?
Iowa State's going to win it 24-21.
Why?
Because they just are.
There you go.
I'll have an explanation.
Boom quote right there.
Are you going to be at the game or are you going to be here working at bench warmers?
Working. All right. I'll be closing, so come watch the game here at bench.
Yeah, and then come out afterwards, too.
Yeah.
On your way down. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There you go. Expert opinion. Now we'll go to you, Jack.
Have we talked about run defense at all for Iowa State?
No.
We're not going there, apparently.
Okay, we should probably talk about it because it is the key to victory, and we could all.
I don't have to. I can go somewhere else.
Can Iowa State, because this is my concern for Iowa State, because in the past they've stacked the box. They've forced, as Bloom said, they've tried to force him to throw. And that's worked effectively, but you have not inclined. You have not inclined now.
And McDonough. I mean, you got three guys up the middle that were in NFL camps that you're trying to replace. And you just can't replace those guys. Very few programs in the country can replace guys like that.
So can they stop that run?
Can they stop?
That's what I'm asking you, because they have a good offense.
2 weeks.
My official prediction on Cyclone Fanatic was my head says Iowa State can't stop the run, but my heart can't pick against them. and that's kind of how I feel. But I will go somewhere else, though, besides run defense. I think I'll go with special teams play.
That's a good point.
Kirk Ferentz is historically always – he's always playing the field position battle. And Iowa State has Kirby Vandekamp, who has had a great career. He needs to show up big and help win that field position battle. The kicking situation's got to – we got to figure that out. And I haven't followed the depth chart to see who's starting this week. Is Netton or
– it's still – or – well, I mean, frankly, I'm pretty sure it says Arceo, but I don't think that means anything really. I bet Netton kicks the field goals until
if, if you look back through this – rivalry the last 10 or 15 years, how many times have kickers decided games? I mean, there's a lot of them.
That favors Iowa, frankly. I mean, they've got an experienced kicker. He's a pretty good kicker.
Meyer.
He did miss a 30-yarder last week.
Yeah, but over the course of his career, I mean, he's been pretty reliable.
So, but I think field position and the special teams play is going to be crucial. I don't think it's maybe as important to stop an Iowa's run, but I want to go somewhere different. So I think that's going
to
be big.
That's a good point. That was one of my three things to watch for in my preview was the kicking game all the way around. All right, let's get some predictions. Brent, go for it. We got about 2 minutes, so let's make them about 30 seconds.
A couple things. I don't think Iowa State's going to be able to shut down the run. But I don't – at the same time, I think this is a high-scoring game more than maybe people –
it's not 9-6.
It's not 9-6. This is getting up into the high 20s. So it's imperative that Sam Richardson makes some plays, and the running backs get on SportsCenter, as Courtney Messingham would like to say. Iowa's going to score 20 points, I guarantee it. But it's up to that Iowa State offense to put up 28, maybe 30. I think they do. I like 28-24 Iowa State.
Trunk?
I like it, Bloom. I'm with you, but I do. I think they'll score some points. I think the defenses are going to show up. I think Wiseman does wear down as the game goes on. I like Iowa State. I like Iowa State to score 30-plus. I won't put a number on that, and I think they'll hold Iowa 21 or less. More than a field goal by that win, Iowa State.
Yeah, and I don't know. You and me are spot on, Bloom, as far as what we went, because I went 31-28. But I got to be honest with you, I'm not confident at all.
No. Where are you guys finding 31 points is my question.
No, that's we're saying that's what's going to have to happen if they win.
Well, I'm just
– you're right, Jack.
Honestly, though,
you're
Jack,
right.
You're right, and I'm thinking – I'm hoping –
turnovers?
More that first quarter. I mean, they stretch the field, which is going to open up the run, and that's where I'm seeing it.
Yeah. I think traditionally these teams come out a little tighter. You know, it's a big game, and – a little more conservative at times, and there's very few of these games that end
That's
up
true.
High scoring.
That's
I mean, it's usually in the 21-17 range. Or
I actually wrote overtime on mine, too, which would bump it up a little bit.
that's a big call. You're calling overtime.
That's how wide open I think.
That's how you get to 31. If we get to 31, that's how we go.
There you go. Gentlemen, thank you for your time tonight. We appreciate it. Remember, we're going to do a ticket giveaway with U.S. Cellular, so go to our forums at CycloneFanatic.com tomorrow for more details on that. Thanks to everybody here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, Wilson Toyota of Ames. For Brent Bloom, Tron Smith, Jack Whipper, I'm Chris Williams saying so long. Enjoy your Cyhawk Friday. Stay safe, Central Iowa.